You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Hey, you want that to go?
Time for some takeouts on news stories we're following this week, and we are definitely following the Asian carp as they make their way towards the Great Lakes. Yesterday, we told you about a federal plan to keep the carp out of Lake Michigan. The government is planning to spend almost $80 million to fix this problem, but officials in Michigan and other Great Lakes states say that's not enough. They say they need urgent help to stop the problem before the carp overrun the lake. Michigan and four other states have filed a lawsuit in the Supreme Court to close off the canal that links the Great Lakes to the Mississippi River Basin. And the White House is trying to play mediator through all this. They brought together some officials from the states and the Department of Justice to resolve the issue. That did not resolve the issue. Joining us now is Detroit Free Press environment writer Tina Lamb. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
What is at issue here? We hear some very dire statements coming out of biologists and scientists who study the ecosystem around the Great Lakes, what they call a very fragile ecosystem, actually. What is the danger of these Asian carp?
Well, Celeste, the main thing that is the danger is that these fish can grow very large, and when they do that, they eat all the food, especially the small plankton, that other fish need, and so they can outcompete them. The other thing is that some of them can weigh more than a bowling ball, and they leap out of the water and can actually injure boaters.
8 to 10 feet they can leap.
Oh, yes. There are lots of videos on the web showing them doing exactly that.
Yeah, they're amazing videos. They almost look photoshopped. So
it's like kung fu carp. I mean, it's totally
if it weren't an actual danger to destroy the ecosystem of the largest freshwater system in the world, you know, it would almost be funny. But it's not funny. The issue here is whether or not $80 million coming from the federal government is enough. Why is that not enough money?
Well, the main problem is that what Michigan is seeking, and the other states as well, is to actually close off this canal between the Mississippi and the Great Lakes. And it would take far more than $80 million to do that. That $80 million is really just a stopgap type of funding for research and trying to get rid of as many carp as possible. But that is really not going to take care of the problem.
Okay, well, I'm sure we're going to hear more about this as the lawsuit proceeds and as the carp possibly get closer to Lake Michigan, if they're not there already. Tina Lamb's the environment writer for the Detroit Free Press. And we actually have some of that amazing carp video on our website. You can see it at thetakeaway.org.
You can jump over the fence. What did Jeff Goldblum say in Jurassic Park? Nature will out or something like that.
Yeah.
You can't stop nature.
And our last takeout is about the power of labels.
Labels do matter because without labels and mental illness, you could not get treatment.
We talked yesterday about the American Psychiatric Association's DSM. That's the manual that decides how we label mental disorders. And we begin in your stories on the effects that labels have, like this one from Sabrina in Harlem.
If I didn't have the correct diagnoses, I wouldn't have the correct drugs and be able to get the funding for the hospitalizations, et cetera, that I really needed to get through my life to the point where I'm actually functional after a number of years of just a complete mess.
But it's a two-way street. Brad's a counselor in Oklahoma, and he tells us on our site, thetakeaway.org, I've found in people I work with that a label can be distressing or leave someone with an equal but opposite sense of relief. Much of what a label means is based in what importance the person being labeled places upon the diagnosis that's declared.
And this listener in Michigan called 8778-MY-TAKE to share this.
Labels, yes, while they do help when you finally find out that you have a mental illness, and so there is help out there, such as my bipolar, but they also hurt your children and people who love you when they hear people banter it around and call other people that name or any other kind of names. They hurt, and it also leaves the next generation wondering, am I next?
It's a great conversation, and it's on our website, thetakeaway.org, the importance or the downside of labels.